Last week, I quoted a Pop-Tarts box that said, "You can eat too. It's not selfish. It's like sharing with yourself." Well, people thought it was funny, and I think it's funny too, but my serious point was that everywhere we look and listen, we are preached to. People preach on television, on the internet, at parties and at dinners. People in conversations always preach to us. Well, lately, what I've heard is something that's connected to the sermon today. I've heard on the internet and on television that there are enemy lists. This person has an enemy list. That person has an enemies list. Well, I, as a Christian, also have an enemies list, but not in the way people may think. Because Jesus told me to love those who hate me, to restore gladness to our heart and salvation. Psalm 51 says, "I will teach the wicked your ways that sinners may return to you." The Bible is full of incentives for us to love our enemies. Jonah was called to preach to the people who are his enemies, and they were converted. In Matthew, Jesus says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." In Luke chapter 6, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you." In Romans, "If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." In Proverbs, "If your enemies are hungry, give them food to eat. If they are thirsty, give them water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals upon their heads, and the Lord will reward you." So I say to all of us, you should have an enemies list, but not for revenge, not for spite, but to fulfill the gospel of Jesus Christ, who said, "Even sinners love those who love them." What difference is that? I say to you, do good to those who do evil to you. Your heavenly Father sends rain and snow upon the just and the unjust. Be you perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So now I say to you, maybe each time you pray, in the morning or in the evening, develop an enemies list and be a warrior for the gospel. And say to yourself, I will never excuse the evil these people have done to me, but I will do the good that Christ asked me to do to fulfill the gospel. The enemies list then will gradually turn into a list of salvation that every warrior of the gospel must do. Be you perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, and overcome evil with goodness. Христос рождається.